Hey everyone, welcome back to Heal, Survive, and Thrive. I'm so glad you're here and I'm so excited for today's episode.
So this week I wanted to kind of dive into empaths, and I love this topic and I'm so excited to talk about this stuff because when I was growing up, I didn't know I was an empath. I didn't know I was highly sensitive. I just knew that I always felt things on a deeper level than most people, and that I was very sensitive in certain situations. I always thought there was something wrong with me, or why was I different? Because no one else experienced this or had these feelings. So I love these types of videos because it puts the message out there to know that there's nothing wrong with you. You're just an empath, or you're just highly sensitive. So let's start at the beginning. What is empathy? So empathy is having the ability to feel what someone else is going through. So when we have empathy for someone else, that means that we're really putting ourselves in someone else's shoes. So when you see something on TV that makes you really sad, or you kind of express emotion based off of maybe a commercial or a show or a friend's going through something, that's your ability to sit in someone's shoes and really feel what it would feel like to be going through what they're going through. So that's empathy. Wonderful quality to have because it means that you're a human being, but when it takes hold of your day, when it causes you to feel anxious, when it causes you to feel real sadness and depressed, and you're really taking on these symptoms of someone else, that's when we have to learn how to be able to cope with us being empaths. Empaths are very good energy readers, so they can sense whether someone verbally says it or not that there's something wrong, that there's something going on with this person. So one of the first things that I learned in terms of trusting my intuition was I had the ability to read people's energy. So when I walked into a room, I could feel the energy that was in that room. And because I could feel it on such a deep level, it caused me to sometimes feel drained or depleted. Now, when I read the book, The Highly Sensitive Person, that was like, holy cow, that book was written for me. Everything in that book, as I was reading it, I was like, yep, that's me. Yep, that's me. I feel like that. That's what I experienced. And while, again, being highly sensitive can be an amazing thing, it definitely has its challenges. The hardest thing for me with being empathetic and highly sensitive was I would constantly take on other people's energies. It almost got to the point where there were just certain people that I didn't want to be around because their energy was really draining for me. And I had to really learn how to create that bubble that I always talk about. And when I was growing up, and even in my adulthood, you know, everyone would always say, well, you're just so sensitive. You're just too sensitive. And for someone that is highly sensitive, to be called too sensitive, it always got me so frustrated because whoever was saying it to me was obviously not highly sensitive or highly empathetic, but they didn't understand what I was experiencing, and they didn't understand who I was and how I kind of look at the world. And I guess for me, it always kind of put a damper on either a friendship that I had with someone or a relationship that I had with someone, because while it's understandable that you don't know how someone who's highly sensitive views the world and the struggles that they go through, and someone also that is highly empathetic, it is something that you have to acknowledge it really exists. There are people that are highly empathetic. There are people that are highly sensitive. That was something that when I started to learn about being highly sensitive and I learned about being, you know, an empath, that I realized this is actually a gift, and there are just certain things that or certain environments that I shouldn't be in, or not that I can't be in them, but I have to really like almost practice or prep myself for certain situations. And just like anything else, every child is different, every person is different. We all have certain things that we struggle with more than others. And it just bothers me sometimes that parents don't understand that some children are just highly sensitive and they need, you know, more gentle approaches to working through their feelings in certain situations that they're put into, rather than, you know, them being labeled too sensitive or, you know, not tough enough or whatever it is. So one of the first things, whether you're a parent or whether you're a grown-up and you're just, you know, an adult and you're just realizing that you're highly sensitive and you're highly empathetic, one of the first things, even regardless of being an empath or highly sensitive, you have to validate their feelings. So if you're a parent and you have a child that you think is highly sensitive, you have to validate their feelings. Even if you think they're ridiculous, you need to validate them because it makes them feel that what they're feeling is okay. And when they feel or when they know that their feelings are perfectly normal and okay, it's easier for them to work through the feeling that they're having. When they learn by their parents that what they're feeling is not okay, they're gonna always judge the feeling, and then the feeling stays stuck. And this is the same for adults. We need to do this for ourselves as well, whether you're an empath or highly sensitive. But when you are an empath and highly sensitive, you are just more sensitive to making sure that your feelings are validated. So the next thing is, you're not a news watcher. So this is something that I had to learn throughout my journey, was I'm not a person that has the ability to pick up the paper on Sunday morning and read through all the horrific things that are going on in the world. I'm not the person that keeps CNN on. I'm not the person that watches the news every single day, all day, you know, and hear all the gruesome things that are happening in the city that I live in, or, you know, situations like that. And it's not about being blinded to the world. It's just about understanding that day in and day out, reading horrific stories and seeing all the suffering and tragedy that goes on in the world, while there's a lot of good things that go on in the world, there are, you know, unfortunately, the world that we live in, we tend to focus on all the negative. So most of the stuff that's on the news and on CNN and in the papers and things of that sort are negative headlines. For me, I personally don't think that's healthy for anyone, but it's definitely not something that's good for someone who's highly sensitive or an empath. The next thing is, getting overwhelmed in crowds is definitely a sign that you're highly sensitive. So for me, I can go to a concert, I can go to an airport, I can go to New York City, I can be in crowded places, but there are just certain times when, if I'm in those environments, I tend to get a little anxious, especially going to a mall around Christmas time. Forget about it. That is just not my cup of tea. It's not what I'm gonna be doing. But knowing where you feel comfortable and maybe pushing yourself a little bit out of your comfort zone, but not judging yourself if you've gone too far and it's starting to make you overwhelmed. And I think that that's the healthiest thing that anyone who's highly sensitive can do, is not judge the fact, or not let anyone make you feel like you're different, you're weird, you're high maintenance, whatever it is that people want to say about you, on why you can't be in these environments. You just can't. And that's you loving yourself. That's you knowing what's best for you, but also not being a hermit and not going anywhere at all. So the next thing towards being an empath is, you are an active listener. Your ability to want to help, to want to find out, to be inquisitive, to really have that awareness in you, and that's just something that naturally we have within us, your ability to sit and listen to someone else is, you know, really remarkable. And the only problem that I think a lot of empaths have is, because they're such good listeners, because they care, because they're empathetic and they want to help, they can tend to go into that codependency, that people pleasing, because, you know, they want to really, you know, make someone feel better. A lot of the times when we're so in tune with other people, it's hard sometimes to almost, at least for me, it was hard sometimes to almost be in tune with what was I feeling, you know, what did I need in that moment? And that was something that I learned really quick, was I needed to have people around me that were active listeners for me, that sat in a space for me, that allowed me to feel whatever it is that I needed to feel and not judge me, because that's what I gave to others. That's just what I naturally give to others. And it was something that I always longed for, but I didn't know that I wasn't getting it. It's like I knew I wanted it, but I guess I didn't think I was worthy enough to have it. And so I kept picking friends and partners that were never able to do it for me, like I felt like I could do that for them. So I definitely have found a lot of friends that are empathetic, and it's just a great relationship, because it's always nice to be around someone that feels how you feel and looks at life the way you look at it. Great conversations to have with two empaths. So one of the downfalls of being an empath and highly sensitive is, you get tired really quickly. So the overstimulation that you can have at times causes you to feel really drained. And this is why exercise, eating right, getting enough sleep, giving yourself that alone time that you need to recharge your batteries. It's not, for me, my alone time is something that I've always had, even when I was a teenager. If I didn't want to go out, I didn't go out. I stayed home and I was in my room by myself and I did whatever I wanted to do. Sometimes, a lot of the times, even now as an adult, I hardly even have the TV on. on. I just like to be in my own house, by myself, quiet, doing things. I listen to music, I watch, you know, videos on YouTube, and part of it is because I'm highly sensitive and an empath and I enjoy quiet, and the other part is because I have a four-year-old, and when he's not with me, I just love me some quiet time. But even when I was younger, I still enjoyed that like quietness. So going to the beach and sitting there and just listening to the waves, or just, you know, just taking life a little slower, getting out in nature, those types of things, they really help someone who's an empath or highly sensitive recharge their batteries. The next thing that I love about being highly sensitive or an empath is, you know, your ability to feel on such a deep level allows you to appreciate certain things in life that a lot of people, or most people, overlook. A lot of empaths and highly sensitive people tend to be the songwriters, the artists, the philanthropists, the, you know, creative types, the people that just love being in nature, the simple people. And it's because they value the beauty in certain things. So an artist or someone that appreciates art, you know, can look at something and just even, and again, someone that doesn't really appreciate it or it doesn't have that ability to really feel on those levels could look at the same thing and be like, I don't get it. Whereas maybe someone who's an empath or highly sensitive can look at something and see the beauty in it. Even though they may not understand it, they can still appreciate it. And for me, I think that that's a beautiful quality to have. Those are definitely the hippies and the peacemakers and the people that love like no other. And we need those people in this world. Last thing is, for me, someone who is an empath or highly sensitive, they just love on such a deep, deep level. You're loyal, you're faithful, you don't give up on people because you see the good in people. Even though someone is abusive, even though someone's giving you shade, even though someone's hurtful, even though all of those things are going on with this person, you can see through to the core of someone and know that all this stuff that you're doing is just because you're in pain, because you have wounds, because this is a defense mechanism to help you deal with life, and it has nothing to do with me. And you can see the goodness in everyone. While that's a beautiful quality to have, it can be harmful to you if you also can't separate yourself from people and you think everyone is a good person and you can see that good in everyone. It's easy sometimes to be manipulated because you see this abuse, but you also see the good, and you struggle with these two conflicting beliefs that you have inside of yourself. But try as hard as you can to always surround yourself with the people that make you feel good inside.
So that is it for now. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and I will see you in my next episode.